This is Ia Dossie with WSQL News. 10 candidates for the 11th congressional district seat held by U.S. Representative Heath Shuler tackled questions important to the agricultural community Thursday in a forum sponsored by the Buncombe, Haywood, and Henderson County Farm Bureaus. Participants in the event at the Western North Carolina Agricultural Center were Democrats Cecil Bothwell, Tom Hill, Hayden Rogers, and Republicans Spence Campbell, Jeff Hunt, Mark Meadows, Vance Patterson, Chris Petrella, Kenny West, and Ethan Wingfield. Candidates were limited to two-minute responses for each of three questions about labor, energy, and regulatory reform, and you can see the answers to all the candidates' questions in today's edition of the Hendersonville Times News. A former bank president accused of a fraudulent scheme to funnel money to a troubled Henderson County development pleaded not guilty to charges on Wednesday. Thomas Ted Durham, former Pisgah Community Bank president, pleaded not guilty to bank fraud and money laundering charges at his arraignment hearing and requested a jury trial in U.S. District Court. The charges are related to what prosecutors say was an effort to obtain fraudulent bank loans to finance the stalled Seven Falls development in Etowah. Seven Falls filed for bankruptcy in October 2009. The upscale development was planned to accommodate 900 homes and an Arnold Palmer-designed golf course on 1,400 acres. The project's developer, Asheville resident Keith Vinson, is among those facing charges. The remaining defendants are Avery Ted Buck Cashin, a Lake Lure real estate investor, his wife, Joan Luss Cashin, a Lake Lure real estate agent and investor, and Raymond Ray Chapman Jr., a Brevard real estate investor. Federal grand jury indictments earlier this month listed 21 counts of wire fraud, misapplication of bank funds, money laundering, and conspiracy to commit money laundering. No defendant was charged with all 21 counts. Captain Frank Stout of the Henderson County Sheriff's Office stated in a news release that authorities have identified the woman whose body was found in the Wash Creek area of North Mills River on April 13th. 42-year-old Lori Hogue Maloney, whose last known address was in Charleston, South Carolina, died of natural causes according to preliminary autopsy reports. Campers found Maloney's body in a tent in an area not designated for camping in Pisgah National Forest near the North Mills River campground. At the time the body was found, officials said the woman was believed to be homeless and her body had been in a tent for a few days before it was discovered. And this has been Ia Dossie with WSQL News.